We stayed on alert until daylight, getting ready for our action. Whaling gear was set up along the railings. Our chief officer loaded the blunderbusses, which can launch harpoons as far as a mile, and long duck guns with exploding bullets that can mortally wound even the most powerful animals. Ned Land was content to sharpen his harpoon, a dreadful weapon in his hands. At 6 o'clock the day began to break, and with the dawn's early light the narwhal's electric glow disappeared. At 7 o'clock the day was well along, but a very dense morning mist shrank the horizon, and our best spyglasses were unable to pierce it. The outcome, disappointment and anger. I hoisted myself up to the cross-trees of the mizzen-sail. Some officers were already perched on the mastheads. At 8 o'clock, the mist rolled ponderously over the waves, and its huge curls were lifting little by little. The horizon grew wider and clearer all at once.